But this is Friday morning, and we all know what that means.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Your eye on call. Oh, Lord, what?
Call D&M.
What's
that
happening?
Moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
What is happening?
By a wheels-off comment.
All right, it is 6:36 here on the Took It. Take it.
Or technical meltdown.
Okay, you're helping.
It's hurting. You're hurting my ears.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week.
Why don't we start that spot?
What were we saying
over
about D&M?
On the Little Ticket.
Just Breaks brings you the e-break. We'll give you the candidates. You get the vote on them. 214-787-1310, at least for another week. And we start off last Friday here with our big celebration at Sneaky Pete's Summer Bash, Cons Summer Bash. We all had a good time. Some had even a better time than others. Drunk Jan, did she have a great time last Friday, or was it a miserable time for her last Friday? I don't know.
She had a horrible Saturday morning, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I bet it didn't end well, either Friday night or Saturday morning for Drunk Jan. But she did give us these on-air gems last Friday afternoon after a few burros.
Oh. Can you recite the Pledge of Allegiance right now?
Yes.
Oh, no. She's standing up. She's grabbing the mic. Oh, God. Oh, she's brushing her hair back. She's getting serious. She's standing. Oh, no. Oh, she pointed her ass at Gordon. She's up. Here we go.
Hello.
Put your hand over your heart, Jan. Hand over your heart.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, for which
what?
It was and where it come.
What?
Under a knowledge of under the nation, one flag under all, for God and government for all.
She nailed it.
Yeah, she did.
That is the best Pledge of Allegiance. Jan.
That is great.
High five, Gordon,
seriously,
right now.
Good job, Jan. Good job.
That's all right.
Good
job,
Jan.
Scissor him, Jan.
Wow.
You want a scissor? I want to scissor your face.
What?
Okay, sorry. All right.
Oh, no.
Back away. Sorry, got violent.
That.
That's weird.
And it didn't get any better for Jan. Because I was listening back to it, also asked Corby what college he went to since he was wearing a Dallas Cowboys shirt.
Yeah. It's an odd,
it's a fair question.
Odd to draw a line between those two points, but
that voice of hers.
Well, it was
God and government.
Well, Jan's a good P1. She just had a few too many and was out in the sun a little too long last Friday, but she's up for an e-break. As is the great Gordo, who makes the Chase Crawford reference as we're talking about the Isley Brothers.
Because you have no soul. That's
by the way, he's fresh out of the joint.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, he spent 37 months in for federal tax evasion.
Whoops.
Got out in April.
Well, that happens.
Okay.
Okay, somebody else is fresh out of a joint, that Chase Crawford. Got it confiscated. What's going on with you guys?
Who else is coming to town this week?
We got Party in the USA starting.
That is an example of shoehorn comedy right there.
It wasn't really even comedy, though. It was just mentioning another news story.
Is that your Cruella DeVille moment there?
You said it like it was a joke. You said it like you were really about to deliver a haymaker to us all there.
Do I say everything like a joke, or
do I sometimes put on my serious voice?
Oh, damn. You have serious voice.
You make a joke out of damned everything.
Shout out to Chase Crawford this morning.
Okay, so he's a household name now?
After the arrest.
You know what? I think he is.
Is he?
It really surprised me when he was arrested with the joint thing that was taken away from him, because it was like on the front of all the websites.
Mm-hmm. He's a big deal.
I was like, wow, I didn't know it was that big. I didn't know that show was that big. I mean, I knew it was popular, but I thought it was mainly confined to, you know, chicks in their 20s.
I don't know who he is.
You do now.
You do now.
He's made
it on the e-break.
I'm like Junior. I'm just fascinated the fact that he goes by the name of Nate Archibald on that show.
Just, that doesn't make any sense to me. That's like having a sitcom character named Walter Payton. You know, that wouldn't make any sense either.
That's weird.
They call him Tiny, right?
Yeah. All right. Candidate number three comes to us from Deion Sanders and Bad Radio. We stumbled on this because we enjoyed the hot sports opinion of Dion, but then if you listen a little more closely, you can hear the awkwardness between Dion throwing out some street talk, Bob acting like he knows what it meant, and then Dan having no idea what he meant.
I believe this season, Roy Williams will ball out.
Really?
Yes.
What does that mean?
That he's going to have a big year. He's going to be consistent.
I had no idea either what ball out meant.
Really?
Really?
Wow, you're saying he's going to be balling out. Wow.
My first thought was it was like flame out. Like he was going to have a bad year.
Yeah, I assumed it was something good. But
and Bob didn't know either way, right?
I don't think so. I don't think so, because then listen to the uncomfortable laugh of Bob after Dan asked the question, what does that mean?
I believe this season, Roy Williams will ball out.
Really?
Yes.
What does that mean?
That he's going to have a big year.
We've got to get pull the drop of Bob saying that.
Really?
Every time someone makes a point now, Bob's
really.
All right, so those are your three candidates, Drunk Jan, the Great Gordo, or Dion at 214-787-1310.
I want to win this week.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yeah, you guys know John Cruise of Pepsi.
Is that the fake Bill Walsh?
I think so.
OJ caller?
Was that a vote for anybody?
I don't think so.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'd like to vote for the Jay McGarry of the ticket, Gordon Keith. And I got a question for him real quick.
Uh-oh. Be careful, yeah.
No. I'm trying to Google Race Week. I can't find it on Google. Is that R-A-C-E-W-E-A-K?
Okay.
Rich?
That's no, E-E-K.
Okay.
Come on
okay.
now.
Like, you're wrong.
Take a shot at me like that.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
Oh, I would like to thank Guwad and George's Exploding Diarrhea Underwear.
Stupid.
Who's Guwad?
I don't know.
Is that a Dion vote?
Oh, maybe. Nah.
Interesting.
Let's... I think it was meant to be.
Yeah.
Exploding okay. Diarrhea Underwear.
It'll make
underwear.
The segment go faster for this.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Vaginal Flies, born.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Hey, what's going on, you homos?
Hey,
Chris.
Chris.
Hey, just got around 635 doing 69 and a 55.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, that's real impressive.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for that gay thing y'all have every Friday.
Well, go ahead and vote.
Bob Stern, and again and again.
His name's Bob Stern.
Okay.
He faded quickly.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
May I please defer my vote to Mushmouth Thomas?
No. Oh, yes, oh, absolutely.
Go ahead and cast a quick little vote for Gordo.
You going to vote for Gordo?
Yeah, go vote for Gordo.
Okay, thank you, Mushmouth. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Hello? Give me the drug bit.
All right, sir.
I knew that was coming.
Sir. That's the most callous vote that we've had this morning.
Is he talking about Kelly Beamer or Jan?
Jan.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Shut up, Fernando.
Who's that supposed to be?
I don't know.
I enjoyed you telling Fernando to shut up, though. That's okay. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Michael Trabtree.
There's a Dion vote. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hello, Jeb. I would like to vote for Gordon Keith.
Thank you. That's courage, the way to vote, sir. Buddy. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Bob Sturm.
Hey, I got it.
Hey.
Come on. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yes, on behalf of the on-ticket, P1 Steven here, I'd like to make an unusual vote for Craig Miller's exploding diarrhea.
Well, now we got something different.
That is not a candidate this week.
No, it's not.
Stop it!
He's not
so
up.
Harsh.
Man!
So shocking!
Don't talk like that, sir.
Gosh!
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hooter Brown.
Oh, no.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello.
Meow, meow. Good morning, users. Meow.
Oh, hey, kitty, meow, meow. Cat.
Meow, meow. Would like to vote for my girlfriend, Half Cat Meow, and Gordon Keith.
Oh, a half cat reference.
Yeah, his girlfriend is half cat, and me.
And I forgot about Cody Cat. That was Parcells Cat.
Yeah, Cody Cat,
who made a couple appearances on the station
at 8:40. He was our guest a few times.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, I'd like to give it to the swamp donkey and its imaginary son,
Gordo.
the heck?
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
I want to make a pop, please. I want to vote for Dion.
Mushmouth again voting for Dion.
And that gives us a winner.
Oh, wow.
And Dion edges out the great Gordo. I thought for sure
Mushmouth travesty.
Voting the second time would vote for Gordo as well, but no. This odd exchange between Dion and Bad Radio wins it.
I believe this season, Roy Williams will ball out.
Really?
Yes.
What does that mean?
That he's going to have a big year.
Why not just say he's going to have a big year?
Because it's a lot more cool to say ball out.
This season, I believe it's like he's learning how to read. You're listening to him read his little word book.
The level will be ball out.
He will play ball out.
Really?
Okay, Dion, you read it wrong there. It doesn't say he will play ball out.
How many is that for Dion?
Well, he just balled out to his first win. Ties Elizabeth Taylor and Zippy the Clown.
All right, it's 8:13 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.